speed and accuracy. And you can rely on New Holland equipment for fuel efficiency, simple maintenance, and long service intervals that decrease your operating costs. Learn more about how you can build your dreams with performance of New Holland construction. Stop by your local Midwest Tractor Sales for more information today.
Kane's Drugstore in Vandalia is an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy and is committed to the community. At a Health Mart pharmacy, you'll experience a warm, caring, compassionate expert dedicated to your health. Health Mart pharmacists have a personal commitment to their communities because just like you, they support their community. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. That's Kane's Drugstore at 1401 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Good morning, I'm Todd Stapleton with News Center. 34 degrees, winter storm warning in effect until noon today. Snow continuing to fall. Some slick conditions on roadways this morning as well. We'll have your full weather forecast coming up. One arrest from yesterday and overnight in Fayette County. 34-year-old Rose A. Woolsey of Vandalia was arrested on a pending charge of domestic battery. Woolsey remains in the Fayette County Jail. List of cancellations for today. The Fayette County Courthouse will be closed today. Fayette County Health Department closed today. Evans Public Library closed today. Vandalia School District with an e-learning day today. Mulberry Grove Schools closed today. Ramsey Schools closed today. St. Elmo Schools are closed today. Brownstown Schools closed today. South Central Schools having an e-learning day today. Cornerstone Academy and Chrismont Academy in Nokomis with a remote learning day today. Kaskaskia College main campus and all education centers closed today. Lakeland College closed today. Focus and New Approach Schools are closed today. Vandalia Christian Academy closed today. First United Methodist Preschool in Vandalia is closed today. Meals on Wheels will open or will not be open or delivering meals in Vandalia, Bluff City, Brownstown, or St. Elmo today. Early Bird Bowling League is canceled for this morning. FACO will have a one-hour delay and will run main roads only. Fayette County Farm Bureau, Country Financial Offices in Vandalia have a delayed opening this morning. They'll open at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service in St. Louis in their latest situation report says that overnight along the I-70 corridor, the overnight rainfall extended longer than was expected, reducing the snowfall amounts. Additional snowfall for today will be generally less than an inch. In our area, they say between 0 and 2 inches after 6 a.m. for snow, and the snow should end sometime between 9 a.m. and noon today. An Indiana man was killed in an accident on Interstate 70 on Tuesday afternoon in Fayette County. Fayette County Coroner David Harris reports that he pronounced 52-year-old James E. Krieger of Batesville, Indiana, dead at the scene following an accident on eastbound I-70 at mile marker 60 on Tuesday afternoon. Coroner Harris says a pickup driven by Krieger struck the rear of a semi-tractor trailer. Harris says the investigation into the accident is continuing by his office and the Illinois State Police. News Center time is 7:35. News Center brought to you in part this hour by Country Financial agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring and First National Bank of Brownstown. Putting off planning for your future? Country Financial gets it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college. But do you? If you do, then Country Financial can help keep you on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, they're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. Give Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, your Country Financial representatives, a call today at 618-283-1054.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys,
I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
The latest legal challenge to Illinois' gun ban has been filed and more are on the way. Since Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the ban on certain guns and magazines in Illinois earlier this month, there's been a series of lawsuits. Governor Pritzker reacted to several filed in state court.
We're going to have to play all this out in state courts for the next several months, and there's a federal case as well that will be carried out.
One federal case was filed by the Illinois State Rifle Association last week. Tuesday afternoon, the Illinois Gun Rights Alliance, a coalition of several groups, filed a separate federal case challenging the gun ban. Guns Save Life Executive Director John Bach says that they plan more than just one.
And then we're going to come back probably next week and file a suit about magazines and attack that. And we'll probably be back with follow-up suits on parts and manufacturing and a whole other host of issues again in the coming weeks, but we want to keep the hits on rolling.
In state court, a challenge in White County has an emergency hearing scheduled for this morning. Now that Illinois is on the way to paying off COVID-related unemployment debts with the federal government, questions are still being raised about how much fraud took place in the state. Governor J.B. Pritzker this week signed a bipartisan bill that was supported by business and labor groups to pay off the pandemic unemployment debt using the state's surplus revenue. Comptroller Susana Mendoza says she's not used to writing this large of a check.
$1.37 billion is nothing to sneeze at. And I don't know that we've ever had a situation where a comptroller's office has actually been prepared to release that large of a sum of money for anything remotely similar to this.
Meanwhile, a new report estimates unemployment insurance fraud totaled upwards of $60 billion nationwide. The Government Accountability Office, which included estimated figures from Illinois, warned that the total fraud could be substantially higher. Illinois Secretary of State is reaching a settlement agreement with Carvana. As part of the agreement, the online used car retailer admitted to violating Illinois law and agreed to abide by new restrictions aimed at protecting consumers. Illinois was the first state in the nation to suspend Carvana's license last May. The state began investigating Carvana's practices in February of 2022 after customers accused the company of out-of-state temporary registration permits and for failing to transfer titles in a timely manner. Illinois is awarding nearly $60 million to early childhood centers. The funding is part of the Early Childhood Construction Grant Program. The grant opportunity was available to nonprofit early childhood providers and public school districts seeking to increase their capacity to provide care or educational opportunities for children in underserved communities. The grant recipients include Unity Point Health Methodist in Peoria. News Center time is 7:39. News Center brought to you in part this hour by Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction, Northside Ford in Effingham, Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction, The Cabin in Brownstown, and St. Peter Insurance.
You can get excellence on your next construction job. Just call Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction. Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction is a 15-time Award of Excellence winner. When you're talking concrete work, Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction does all types, including decorative and stamping. Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction is also the area's only Lester Building dealer. Lester Buildings include storage sheds, chouses, barn dominiums, garages, and much more. And those buildings come with a lifetime structural warranty and a 40-year paint warranty. They also do specialty colors. So if you want this excellence on your construction job, just call Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction at 618-267-0572. That's 267-0572. Or you can check them out on Facebook and see photos of their work. That's Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Construction is coming along. The main showroom looks a lot different. A new exterior and the interior is being totally redone. Service is still working from a makeshift office in the main building. Check in with them and they will give you a ride to the old Sportings building or the pre-owned center. That is where the waiting area is and where the sales crew is calling home. Thank you for your patience during construction. We are fully operational and have a great selection. See you soon at Northside Ford.
Experienced folks that you've known and trusted for decades. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction has better than 40 years of experience on their crew, and they're family owned and operated. Work performed by folks you know and trust. They're Vandalia's only local garage door service company. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction installs, repairs, and services garage doors for both residential and commercial. And Durbin's also does commercial playground installation. You can give them a call at 283-4863. That's 283-4863. You can also visit their website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction in Vandalia.
Win big on the hottest machines at the Cabin in Brownstown. With video gaming powered by J&J Gaming, the payouts are waiting for you. Grab a cold drink from your friends at the cabin, pick your lucky seat on our new machines, and grab your favorite packaged liquor with some of the best bourbon selections on your way out. All the fun is happening at the cabin in downtown Brownstown.
You can trust St. Peter Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is their specialty because they make your needs their priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact St. Peter Insurance Agency, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 618-349-6255 today. Trust in Tomorrow, a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Time for a check of your agriculture news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. It's brought to you this hour by South Central FS.
Are you building a new home or updating your propane appliances? This is Shorty Duvall with South Central FS Propane. Take advantage of available rebates up to $700 for propane appliances for your home from the Illinois Propane Gas Association. Whether it is a furnace, boiler, direct vent fireplace, vented shop or garage heater, or water heater, there is money on the table for you. Contact your local FS Propane specialist for details and to apply for the rebates. FS Propane, we bring the heat.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. A survey from Farm Futures shows the 2023 acreage battle is ongoing. However, there could be a surprise when it comes to the total number of corn and soybean acres. The surge in projected wheat acres and costly inputs likely to limit any expansion of corn and of soybean acres. About 70% of the respondents to Farm Futures magazine's survey said they were locked in on 23 acreage decisions by late December. Farm Futures says corn and soybean plantings will increase only minimally compared to the past projections, due in large part to shrinking profit margins for both corn and soy. The survey shows that 90.5 million acres of corn and 88.9 million acres of soybeans will be planted this spring. Soaring cost of inputs likely meaning more wheat acres, as wheat typically requires a little less nitrogen. Anhydrous ammonia retailed for about $1,400 a ton last fall. Many operators opting for less nitrogen-intensive crops for 23 plantings, that according to the analysis by Farm Futures. The Brazilian consulting firm Agrial lowering its forecast for the country's soybean harvest this year by 700,000 metric tons, that because of the very dry weather south of the country. The firm that's based in Paraná said that prolonged dry weather there and in Rio Grande do Sul prompted it to reduce the overall forecast to 152.9. I'm Jeff Down.
Obituary information brought to you in part this hour by Wilms & Associates.
Hi, this is Carrie Holding from Wilms & Associates. For all your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street, Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. One reason why, we are the agency that sets the standard.
Funeral services for 87-year-old James W. Jim Brazel of St. Elmo will be held at 10 o'clock Friday morning at St. Elmo Christian Church. with burial to follow in Summit Prairie Cemetery in Salem. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at the church. Memorials may be made to Crossroads Cancer Center in Effingham, Shriners Hospital for Children, St. Omer Christian Church, or to the choice of the donor, Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont, assisting the family with arrangements. Online condolences available at geesekingfh.com. Once again, that's funeral services for 87-year-old James W. Jim Brazel of St. Elmo. Funeral services for 93-year-old Charlene Logue of St. Elmo will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont, with burial to follow at Mount Moriah Cemetery in rural St. Elmo. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, and also 1 hour prior to service time on Saturday. Memorials may be made to St. Elmo Fire Department Smoke Alarm Program. Online condolences may be expressed at geesekingfh.com. Once again, that's funeral services for 93-year-old Charlene Logue of St. Elmo. Funeral services for 39-year-old Keith Roderick Kohler II of St. Peter will be held at 11:30 Monday at Pagel Funeral Home in St. Peter. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Sunday at Pagel Funeral Home in St. Peter, and also 1 hour prior to services on Monday. Memorials may be made to St. Peter Fire Department. Online condolences may be expressed at PagelFuneralHome.com. Once again, that's funeral services for 39-year-old Keith Roderick Kohler II of St. Peter. News Center time is 7:48. Obituary information brought to you in part this hour by Holt & File Funeral Home.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holt & File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holt & File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holt & File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
The FNB Community Bank is offering short-term CD specials. 4.06% APY on a 91-day CD, 4.14% APY on a 182-day CD, 4.29% APY on a 7-month CD, 4.07% APY on a 9-month CD, and 4.04% APY on a 20-month CD. A minimum balance of $1,000 is required to obtain the annual percentage yield on their CD specials. Visit them online at www.thefnb.com or call 618-283-1141 for more information. The FNB Community Bank, Vandalia, Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, and Patoka, member FDIC.
In sports, we'll start off with boys high school basketball. The Altamont Indians picked up a win, while South Central and St. Elmo Brownstown both suffered losses in the quarterfinals of the 87th Annual National Trail Conference Tournament on Tuesday. For Altamont, they won their 12th in a row as they beat Neoga 67-55 to advance into the semifinals. Eric Coleman had 18 points, Avery Yarhouse with 13, Caden Miller with 10 for the Altamont Indians. They're now 17-3 on the season. They will take on Dietrich coming up on Thursday at 8 p.m. Dietrich was a winner over Windsor Stoustraw, 60-46 to advance. In the third game of the evening, number 7 seed South Central nearly pulled off the upset, but they fell to number 2 seed North Clay, 57-53. For South Central, they dropped to 15-7 on the season. Aiden Dodson had 31 points. Anthony Bonaro with 10 in the game for South Central. They now will face Cowden-Herrick Beecher City on Thursday at 5 in the consolation quarterfinal game. Final game of the night, number 6 seed St. Elmo Brownstown came up just short to number 3 seed Effingham Birmingham St. Anthony 51-45 after a strong fourth quarter comeback. Adam Atwood with 17 points, Cade Schaub with 11, Caleb Campbell with 10. Sanibel Brownstown suffering their first loss of 2023. They're now 14-6 on the season. They move into the consolation bracket where they'll play on Friday at 6:15. They'll play the winner of the South Central CHBC ball game. The Vandals cruised to a win over Central A&M on the road on Tuesday night, winning 78-54. After falling behind early 4-0, the Vandals went on a 16-0 run to take control of the game and never looked back. Vandals led 42-24 at halftime, got the lead up to 23 during the third quarter. Vandals had a brief struggle that saw the lead drop briefly to 10 in the fourth quarter, but got going after that to get to the final tally. Vandals improving to 12-11 on the season. Preston Nestrick had 21, including 15 in the second half. Reed Well with 14. Tanner Robbins with 12. Matthew Hagee with 11 points. And Wade Brandon with 10. Vandals 12-11. They'll play their ninth straight road game on Friday night as they will return to South Central Conference action as they'll travel to Staunton to play the Bulldogs. Ramsey boys basketball dropped to 1-2 in the Egyptian Illini Conference as they fell to Martinsville 51-45 at home on Tuesday night. Ben Hayes had 12, Charlie Rice with 12 for the Rams, who fall to 5-16 on the season, 1-2 in the EIC. They'll play a makeup game on Friday at Lebanon, a game that was rescheduled from mid-December. Vandalia High School captured second place. Sanibel Brownstown finished fourth in the small varsity game day cheer division of the Illinois Cheerleading Coaches Association State Championship, which was held in Springfield this past weekend. Next up for Vandalia will be the IHSA Sectionals. This year, Vandalia has been assigned to the Bradley Bourbon A Sectional and will compete on Saturday. Vandals will report at 10:45, officially performing at 11:22. Top five teams in the small varsity division will advance to the IHSA state finals. College basketball, the Illinois Fighting Illini rebounded from their loss to Indiana to beat Ohio State at home on Tuesday night, 69-60. Illini coach Brad Underwood says that having the big crowd behind them at State Farm Center, always a boost for the team.
It's always fun to play in front of the best fans in college basketball. It's great to have the Orange Crush back and them rocking. There's just a different electricity with them here. I love having those guys here. I love, you know, chatting with them before the game, and it just creates a different vibe.
Terrence Shannon Jr. had 17 points, 7 rebounds. Jaden Epps with 14. The Illini improved to 14-6 overall, 5-4 in the Big Ten. The Illini will be on the road Saturday afternoon at Wisconsin. That's a look at news and sports during this 7:30 News Center. I'm Todd Stapleton. News Center time is 7:53. We'll check weather up next. Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon. For today, winter storm warning remains in effect until noon. Rain and snow with a high of 36. Total daytime snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches possible. Tonight there is a chance of snow mainly before midnight with a low of 25. For tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy and cold with a high of 28. It is 34 degrees in downtown Vancouver.